From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. European Union leaders hoped early Tuesday they reached the outlines for a possible deal with Ankara to return thousands of migrants to Turkey. They say they were confident a full agreement could be reached at a summit next week. After months of disagreement and increasing bickering among the 28 EU nations, French President François Hollande said that the summit has created hope that the refugee question could be dealt with through solidarity in Europe and efficiency in cooperation with Turkey. All eyes are centered now on March 17th and the start of a two-day summit to finalize the commitment and to clinch an ironclad deal which the leaders hope would allow for a return to normalcy at their borders by the end of this year. Meanwhile, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu will continue talks with Greece on the migration crisis at a meeting planned in the Turkish coastal city of Izmir. The two leaders will head talks Tuesday at a joint meeting of cabinet ministers hours after a European Union summit in Brussels outlined a deal that would see migrants being sent back from EU member Greece to Turkey on a larger scale. The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras flew directly to the Turkish city from Brussels to attend those talks. Iran test-fired several ballistic missiles from silos across the country on Tuesday. That information came from the official website of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The development defies recent U.S. sanctions on Iran's missile program. The test was intended to show Iran's deterrent power and is also the Islamic Republic's ability to confront any threat against the Islamic Revolution. That's according to the website. This is VOA News. Today is International Women's Day, and the United Nations says that the day is a day to time to reflect on progress made and to call for change and to celebrate acts of courage and determination by ordinary women who have played an extraordinary role in the history of their countries and communities. The theme for the 2016 International Women's Day is Planet 50-50 by 2030, a step it up for gender equality. You can read on how women in the United States are making strides toward equality at voanews.com. The UN envoy for Syria will begin holding substantive talks between the Syrian government and the opposition no later than Monday. A spokeswoman for Stefan de Mistura says the talks will officially start on Wednesday. However, logistics and other issues mean that delegations are likely to arrive in Geneva over several days. The spokeswoman, Jessie Cahin, specified the timetable Tuesday amid media reports giving various dates for the start of those talks. A Palestinian woman who tried to stab Israeli security forces was shot and killed by officers in Jerusalem's Old City. That comes from the Israeli police Tuesday. The police went on to say that the woman was from East Jerusalem and in her early 50s. They add that paramilitary border police officers were not injured. The incident took place on a heavily patrolled street where other stabbings have occurred. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cancellation of a proposed meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama has put more strain on the troubled ties Tuesday, just before a visit to Israel by Vice President Joe Biden. The White House said Monday that it was surprised to learn first from Israeli media that Netanyahu had decided against coming to a conference of the pro-Israel lobby AIPAC in Washington on March 20th, and the suggestion in some reports that among his reasons was Mr. Obama's unavailability to see him. An Israeli cabinet minister close to Netanyahu countered that Israeli Ambassador Ron Dermer had given the White House advance warning that the trip might not happen. Thousands of astronomy enthusiasts are flocking to Indonesia this week. They want to catch a rare event. It's the country's first total solar eclipse in nearly 33 years. The eclipse will be visible in parts of Australia and Southeast Asia, but only some parts of Indonesia will get to see the sun totally eclipsed by the moon early on Wednesday. That phenomenon has brought tourists flooding into Southeast Asia's biggest economy with events such as music festivals and night markets that are organized around it. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.